Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so what we do is we have to be keep a guard over what we say and even start saying something. I don't know, somebody talked, I don't know if it was Junior one time he preached that, but he talked about what, I forget the guy's name, but anyway, he said, don't face your giant with your mouth closed. Say something. That's how you defeat them. Keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, and see it. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Who are you going to believe when it's something about you? Who are you quick to believe? Are you quick to believe what you say about you, or are you quick to believe what somebody else say about you? You're going to believe what you say about you. So why not make that what God says? Go ahead and make that switch and say, okay, I believe what God says about me, and I'm going to tell myself that I am the strong, that I am the healthy, that I am the wealthy, that I am the wise. Amen. One thing we're quick to say, and we're quick to say it quick, we're quick to say it, is I don't know what to do. In Proverbs it says, I'll know what's right, just, and fair, and I know how to take the right course of action every single time. That's the Message Bible. See, I know what's right, just, and fair, and I know how to take the right course of action every time. In other words, I ain't going wrong on this because I know what to do. My helper helps me know what to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in the opening prayer, I talked about the Holy Spirit being a teacher. But guess what? He's so good. He's going to help us do what he teaches us. I mean, can you go wrong there? Open book test, pretty much. Open book, pretty much. If the one teacher that's teaching us helps us, guess what? How easy is that? And did anybody just get what I just said? How easy is that if the one that's teaching us helps us? Because you know if the one that's teaching you helps you, he knows the answer. If I'm teaching my students, and that's what my trade is, but if I'm teaching my students, I can help them. I don't want to taught it to them. Really? Hallelujah. You being blessed tonight. Amen. Turn to Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Verse 18 says, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So what he said, I'm gonna show you my glory. I'm gonna make my goodness pass before you. He said, I'm gonna show you my goodness. That's what God wants to do for us. He's going to show us his goodness. And how do we activate it? Through the words of our mouth. Amen. Based upon the promise that he's given us. Amen. Amen. So where are we? Where are we? When we choose to honor God, when we choose to say, okay, this is what the word says, that's it. Nothing else will keep me from what this word just said about this situation. Circumstances can speak loud, voices can be loud, the problem can look big, but guess what? I'm focused because I already know the helper told me, the teacher told me that I win. So guess what? He's going to help me win. Amen. And so I'm telling you, once we take this word, and once we trust, we have to begin to trust that God loves us, and that God will help us, and that God will show us, and he'll give us wisdom on how to handle a situation. Even if healing is concerned, Miss Lily told me Sunday, we got to do something about this. Amen. 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 So God, y'all can go ahead and laugh. It's about me. but one thing, and that day, that same day, Mr. Bo spoke some wisdom. He said he was sitting beside his wife, and I've heard him say this several times. Actually, he said that they said, "Do you want some more?" Somebody asked him. I don't know if his wife asked him if he wanted some more. He said, "No, I'm finished." He said, or if he was finished or something. I don't remember exactly. But what he said was, "No." He said, I just simply stop when I'm satisfied. And like when I don't get to a place where I'm just overeating and overeating. He said, I just stop when I'm satisfied. There's a difference between keep going and keep going, but stopping, that takes discipline. It takes discipline. And so if we do that, guess what? We won't have all this. Amen? Look at Mr. Joy saying, yeah. All right, but we won't. And so the same thing, so God will give you wisdom like that. He'll give you wisdom like that to help you and help you to overcome. Some things he may know that's to your detriment, and so he'll say, look, don't go over there. Don't do that. Don't be connected to that, because he already knows. He already knows that's not any good for you. He already knows what it's going to do to your body. He already knows what it's going to do to you. Amen? Hallelujah.